CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Two Chinese nationals and one Chinese American were among 11 people killed in a pre-dawn terrorist attack in Pakistan's northern area of Gilgit-Baltistan on Sunday. The Chinese embassy in Pakistan says another Chinese national has been rescued in the attack. According to Pakistani Interior Minister, 11 people were killed in early Sunday morning attack. They include 5 Ukrainians, 1 Russian, and 2 Pakistanis. The Hong Kong government has confirmed U.S. whistleblower Edward Snowden had left Hong Kong for a third country. The government said in a statement that Snowden has left Hong Kong through legal and normal means for a third country. It says the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region government has informed the U.S. government of Snowden's departure from Hong Kong. According to the statement, the Hong Kong SAR government has also asked the U.S. government to explain the reported hacking of some computer systems in Hong Kong by certain U.S. government institutions and will follow up related developments to safeguard the legitimate rights of Hong Kong residents. China's Zhenzhou 10 manned spacecraft successfully completed a manual docking procedure with the orbiting Tiangong-1 space module Sunday morning. According to their mission schedule, the astronauts will enter the space module again and carry out scientific experiments. The Shenzhou 10 is China's 5th manned spacecraft. Its current flight is China's first application-oriented space flight since the country's manned space program started in 1992. Tropical storm Babinka will continue to bring gales and downpours to South China's coastal areas, according to the National Meteorological Center. Babinka, which made landfall in the city of Zhonghai in South China's Hainan province on Saturday, is moving northwest at 15 to 20 kilometers per hour and will bring gales to Guangdong and Hainan provinces throughout Sunday. Local authorities have warned residents to be on guard against extreme weather conditions and potential damage. An emergency response system is in effect, and rescue ships have been deployed to ensure safety in affected waters. China's central bank has announced it has signed an agreement to establish a currency swap line with the Bank of England to boost bilateral trade and financial stability. According to the People's Bank of China, China's central bank, the maximum value of the reciprocal 3-year yuan and sterling currency swap will be 200 billion yuan or 20 billion pounds. The central bank says the currency swap line will facilitate yuan liquidity in London and overseas markets, as well as benefit bilateral trade and investment. China has signed currency swap agreements with more than 20 countries and regions. This is CRI News. Chinese Ambassador to Ghana, Gong Jianzhong, has urged nationals involved in illegal mining in the West African country to go back to their home country as soon as possible. Gong Jianzhong told Xinhua that the government is highly concerned with the Chinese nationals involved in illegal mining in Ghana and is determined to join his Ghanaian counterpart to find ways to settle the problem. Many foreign nationals, including hundreds of Chinese workers engaging in illegal mining, were arrested in the crackdown early this month by Ghanaian security forces. Calling on the nationals to return as soon as possible, the ambassador warned of risks if otherwise. Iranian Foreign Minister Ali Abbas Salehi says Iran will not allow any foreign country to decide for the Syrians. Salehi said this hours after a meeting in Doha, Qatar pledged to arm the Syrian rebels. He said Iran is against arming the Syrian opposition groups, as such a move will prolong the crisis, sabotage, and bloodshed. Up to 15 worshippers were killed and 30 others wounded in a suicide bomb attack north of the Iraqi capital of Baghdad on Saturday. A police source says a suicide bomber blew himself up in a Shiite mosque on Saturday evening in the Tash area, 20 kilometers north of Baghdad. Earlier in the day, 9 people were killed in separate shootings and bombings in northern and central Iraq. About 5,000 protesters clashed with about 2,000 policemen in downtown Istanbul in Turkey on Saturday evening. An eyewitness told Xinhua that police used water cannons to disperse thousands of protesters gathering in Taksim Square. While some protesters started to leave the square, others regrouped at the Istiklal Avenue, which intersects with Taksim Square. Amid the 3-week-long demonstrations, the Taksim Solidarity Platform has demanded the fulfillment of their conditions put forward during talks with the government. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.